चोट मके ने चमारी
It's the second annual Reed Fellas Choice Awards, starring your hosts, Morgan Reed.
Hello.
Jamal Reed.
What a do.
And yours truly, Jordan Reed. It's a celebration. Welcome, everybody.
It's a celebration, y'all.
Legitimate happy St. Patrick's Day.
It's a St. Patty's Day tradition that it's the second, it's the annual Reed Fellas Choice Awards.
Yeah.
And we got, if you don't remember from last year, which I don't remember last year.
You don't?
I mean, I remember tar sweeping.
Yeah.
But yeah. This is the most important award show of award season. Everyone thinks Oscars ends it. Nay. What does a horse say? This is the final award show.
This is challenging.
It's a challenge, but we do our due diligence. Morgan spends weeks preparing. Yeah.
Pulling her hair out to be like us.
I'm sorry about it.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay.
I was making a joke.
I had to come in under the wire. Came in hot.
Well, this morning she was.
Wait, called. What?
This morning she's like, okay, so
you
come up with any answers to the categories.
And then Jordan got really upset.
But you're queen of under the wire.
I wasn't really upset.
I felt like you were really upset. Like, I really disappointed you.
It was disappointing.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I just wanted you to have some answers for the show.
Well, I do.
But, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah, you did it. Thank you.
No, anyways. I did it for you. I did it for me.
Okay.
I didn't do it for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Good. High quality. We like to have high levels of quality. Anyways, Morgan was asked, before we get into the show, this is sort of like, you know how they show, like, whoever the host of the Oscars is, like, in scenes of the movies that you've seen.
Yeah,
kind of like, they do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this is. That's what we're doing. And it's the, you know, the comic relief that you see before the actual,
Go ahead. Ceremony
giving out
begins.
Of awards.
Yes.
Reveal it.
So there's like sort of stickiness.
Sticky icky candy hands.
As you can see, I've removed the poppies from our fridge.
I have seen that. I've asked
well, because the poppies done popped, okay?
Damn.
I was all just
Well, no, I was working and I work next to their fridge. All of a sudden I just hear and I look over and the entire front of the fridge is just like, you know, it's like a scrubs when he goes like, I'm going to do the old JD tap. And then it just like lights up the windshield with soda. That's what I looked over. That's what the fridge looked like.
What the fuck, dude?
So I had to clean the whole fucking, it's just sticky.
Yeah.
So they just froze. It just froze solid and then
exploded
out of the top. And I'm like,
damn.
That's what I get. I had no designs on drinking any of those.
Designs?
I didn't have my designs on drinking it. But,
so what are you going to do with them?
I don't know.
You should toss them
away.
Off the balcony.
Yeah, I should just
watch
hit
them
cars
explode
with
again.
Yeah.
Yeah, poppies are not good. Girls like to act like they're good and they're not.
Well, I'm just upset that there's fucking stevia in them.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a fucking soda. I don't care about it needing to taste as sweet as the sugary sodas. And that's
right.
They're always trying to do that. They're like, it doesn't taste any different and it's healthy. And they're trying to trick you. It's like, no.
Just do something else.
You could tone it down. I don't have the palate of a
fucking 12-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So please just make it a more adult beverage.
Well, that's why Spindrifts rule.
Yeah, but see, a Spindrift is like, I could use. Put legit, because they put like 5 grams of sugar in here.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what it tastes like. Maybe they tried that and it was like, this is ass.
But this is also ass.
This is assier.
Yeah.
For sure.
Assier.
I'm just saying, I have my designs for a new drink. I just want to announce the new Reed Fellas Cola.
Yeah.
Coming out 2027.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is cola? Cola is what?
Okra.
I think it's not. Both Pepsi and Coke are colas. I think both are brown.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, give the backstory on cola first.
Well, any other colas come to mind?
RC. Yeah, like the RC cola. Like it's the standard soda pop, the brown soda.
Standard soda pop.
But I'm saying what?
Soda pop is just carbonated water.
It's the brown soda.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying what flavor is it?
Cola.
It's its own flavor. I don't know.
I feel like it's vanilla or something.
No, because there's vanilla Coke.
Yeah, but that's just extra vanilla.
No.
I'm saying, how do you synthesize a cola flavor?
It's a mystery.
Well, I'm sure there's probably a documentary on it or something. Like, someone obviously came up with the taste and then...
This is cola.
...patented it. Or they didn't patent. Like, fuck, I forgot to patent. And then all these colas
exploded. Oh, no. It's everywhere.
Or the patent expired. And it then exploded that's when Pepsi in came the fridge. The yeah. But yeah, I don't know if Coca-Cola was the first or if there was like some... There's brand that is probably just called now.
Cola.
It's probably some local guy, you know, with a stand somewhere. Anyway, right. Second annual Reed Fellows Choice Awards. We got sticky beverages because the poppies popped all over them, all over the beverages that were in our fridge.
Pop, pop, pop.
My and shit's fine.
What shelf did you grab yours from? And mine? Top shelf? Because the top shelf was safe because the Izzy's were like a barrier blocking.
Well, I have an Izzy too.
Yeah, it's that fine. May or may not have stick on
it's
it.
Fine. Only Morgan got a sticky bed. You got stuck. Yeah,
probably. Did you grab that from a lower shelf?
I don't know. I didn't grab it.
I had to have. So they only exist on a lower shelf.
So here we go. Good conversation. Starting.
Yes, we're all warmed up.
We have 10 categories, which is two more categories than we had last year.
Okay.
The addition of two new categories. And I kind of came to the realization that like a lot of the categories that we had last year were informed by the movies themselves. Like we watched Athena had such a crazy opening.
Right.
And I was like, that's going to be a category.
Right.
Best title reveal. Mm-hmm. And then this year I'm trying to come up with best title reveal and I'm like, what the fuck?
Bupkis.
So there were some categories where it was really hard to like
extremely
to fit.
Challenging.
But then I also added two new categories because I was like, let's round it out to 10, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, I feel like they're decent. Now
I like them.
I was a little trepidatious on one. One of them is going to be best Oscar snub.
Okay.
Or biggest Oscar snub.
Yeah.
And I was like, should I reference the Oscars or should we put them in the dust or like...
Yeah, were you worried about it?
I was a little nervous about adding that one, but I think it'll be okay.
I think like that a lot.
Especially since we already kind of talk about it in the Oscars episode, but whatever.
Oh, that's why you were maybe don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I see.
But here we go. Category one. Best. So here's what we're going to do. Go through the categories, and then we give our top 10 rankings of all movies.
And then we give out the awards.
And then, no. We're going to give out the awards as we go. But at the end, we're going to do our top 10 movies of the year. We each have our own list.
Oh, yep.
And then the finale is we're going to induct a new movie from all movies of all time into the Reed Fellows Recommends movies, which previous inductees, Goodfellas and Back to the Future. And now we're adding a third movie. That's exciting.
It's exciting.
And And also for each category, the nominations are we each are going to posit a nomination and then discuss which one should win. Okay. So first category, best title reveal of the year.
Okay.
What do you got, Jamal?
I put The Zone of Interest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Describe what happens with that
one. So The Zone of Interest, it says The Zone of Interest on the screen, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it very slowly
starts to zone out,
you know? Starts to fucking melt away and fucking... It's very eerie, you know?
Oh, okay.
I like what they did with the text.
No, you're a big
font
guy.
Choice.
Big, good. It's a great font choice. I like what becomes of the font. As it dissolves.
Okay. Morgan, what do you got? Best title?
I put Barbie.
Oh, yeah? How does that one work?
It's pink. There's a song, and then you see the whole Barbie village, I think. And then And then it says Barbie on it.
The Barbie Village.
But my gripe with the Barbie is that it was pre-made. Like, it was already on the packaging for the toy.
I would agree with that. I struggled desperately with this.
Font points.
I really had a challenging time with this category in particular and one other one.
My nomination is for Bo is Afraid.
Now describe that one. What happens?
So what happens is, like, it's really quickly, it's like, it's like him being born. It's like a baby version of him. And it's it's like all chaotic. And then it just shows, like, he's being hung upside down by a leg.
Yeah.
And it just shows his baby ass, and the doctor smacks the baby ass, and then it goes, Bo is Afraid, in big red font.
Yeah, see, I didn't even remember that. That's pretty tight.
That is tight.
So that's that one. I'm down with Zone of Interest if you don't think that Bo is Afraid.
No, I think that's great. I do remember that sequence a bit. I just don't have the exact edit in my mind.
Yeah.
But I think that is better.
It's great.
It's a better reveal. Like, reveal's the key word. Zone of Interest just happens, to the very beginning of the movie.
Right. It's more like that. Just one title guy in a room. Being like,
what can I do here?
As opposed to, like, more of a directorial.
Playing with the PowerPoint choice.
Exactly.
Settings.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down to go, Bo.
Okay, Bo is Afraid.
Bo is Afraid.
First win for Bo is Afraid this year.
Woo.
Second category.
Woo.
Shut up.
Best line delivery.
This is my favorite category.
This one, you know it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Now,
can I preface this by saying I fucking erased more and rewrote more than any pod prep I've ever done in my life.
Oh yeah,
just this morning, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'm curious. So you erased. So you thought of more than one year. I'm curious. What the other ones you thought of? So, and let me ask you this: for line delivery, are we talking about just one scene where they deliver lines good, or are you talking about, like, an actress performance, how they deliver?
I did the whole performance.
Okay, so I kind of just did a scene.
I did a single line.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I couldn't. I can't recall, my recall isn't perfect, so I don't have a line in mind, although I wish I did.
Okay. You want to start us off?
Yeah, start us
off. I said Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things.
Okay, he does some good line delivery in there. Do you have anyone in particular that we can...
I like when he's like... Because he has an accent, ooh, he's very, ooh, blah, ooh.
Yeah.
And then he gets so frustrated with her, and he'll just be like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like his accent sort of disappears for a second. So that's pretty good.
Do you want to hear what
the scene where she reveals that she has the money that was in her lining the whole time.
Yeah,
she's like, it's for emergencies only. He's like, we haven't had a hoe for a week. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That is good. What are you gonna say, Mark?
I almost what I had previously. Do you want me to go into that now?
Wait, we're gonna go into it after.
No, you do now.
I was. What about Step Song? I had Salt Burn in there.
Okay. Which character?
Barry.
Okay. Well, let's see. What was a good line? Yeah.
But it'll come up next. So don't worry about it.
Okay. So, nomination, Barry Keoghan and Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
What do you got, Jamal?
I have Joaquin Phoenix. I enjoy my meals.
That's not on the list.
It is.
What?
Napoleon is not on the list.
It was not on the list because I gave you the list before. We've watched three movies since that list came out.
This changes my whole thing. I thought it was not an option, and I looked for it specifically.
We just watched it a couple days ago.
Fuck me. Yeah,
the reason we watched it was to
get more movies
from
eligible.
The year.
Yeah.
That's why we watched it.
All right. And give me a minute. Give me some time.
Napoleon's going to sweep.
Pause.
Why are you back?
We'll be right back. Yes. So we haven't talked about Napoleon on pod yet. We will later.
We will.
But yes. There's a scene where Joaquin Phoenix is very good.
He's very good, so funny.
The scene is, they're sitting across the long table. There's other guests at the table, but he's mad at his wife because she hasn't given him a son yet. And he really wants to get a son. And he's like calling her out in front of everybody, being like, you haven't given me a son. Why is my wife not giving me a son? Whatever. She's like, you're just like, when she's like, we don't fuck enough or whatever. He's like, that's not true. We fuck all the time. Like, we fuck all the time for years and still no son. And she's like, you're fat. He's like, I enjoy my meals.
And he's like, if you do not provide me a son tonight,
there will be a divorce.
There will be a divorce.
Tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into Napoleon.
So I also nominate Joaquin Phoenix for Beau is Afraid.
Oh, yeah.
And in particular, the scene where he's sitting in the back of the van and the girls are trying to get him to smoke that joint. Yeah. And they're like, come on, you have to smoke it. And he goes, no, thank you. it's just like how uncomfortable he is. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And then they keep pushing him and he's like, what's in it?
Yeah.
Like, that whole scene of how uncomfortable.
He's gonna cry. Like,
yeah.
I fucking think he's terrified. Beau is afraid.
I also do have a sub nom, and that's I don't know this guy's name. I had to look it up. His name is Lewis Cancelby.
Cancel me. Cancel me.
Cancel me.
Cancel me.
Cancel me. Serious. Is it CANCELMI?
Cancel me.
That's wild.
And this is fucking name. Anyway, it's the guy from Killers of the Flower Moon, who is like the psychopath who's talking to the lawyer. That whole scene where he's talking to the lawyer and about how he wants to fucking kill
the kids.
The kids to get the money. And he's like, are you admitting to me that you're going to kill these people? He's like, I'm not going to do it if I don't get the money.
Yeah. Yes. You realize it sounds like you're going to kill these kids and take the money. Well, I won't do it if I won't get the money.
Yeah.
What's the problem? That is a great line. That's a great moment.
But yeah, so like, I think that guy does a great job delivering it in the way he does, but I don't think it deserves to win only because it's like, it is really the writing. And,
yeah.
Go Beau's Afraid.
Beau's Afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll go Beau.
Beau's Afraid?
Yeah.
Two victories for Beau's Afraid? Are you keeping track of who's winning?
No.
Okay.
No.
Would you like me to?
That'd be nice.
Okay. Hold on.
So far, best title reveal, Beau's Afraid.
I have to do it on the second page. Best title.
Sorry.
Beau. Best line delivery.
Beau is a Burnham.
Best line. Burn. Beau.
Beau is burning up the awards.
Okay.
Okay. All right. New category. We're going to enter one of the new categories right here.
Oh, no.
Biggest Oscar snub.
Okay.
Now, when you give your nomination, if you didn't do this, it's fine. But I would like to hear who it should have replaced, who was actually nominated. Which okay. I'll look it up. If you didn't do it, I'll look up the category. So you can.
So don't get mad.
I have to like. Morgan gets very stressed. Revved up whenever any sort of wrench gets thrown in. She's not an on the fly kind of girl. I can just see her just getting more and more upset the more I'm adding stuff. Anyway, so Morgan, you want to go first?
Sure. Well, here's the thing. So I approached this in multiple different ways. I thought of like, oh, am I doing like a performance? Am I doing best film, best whatever? And I decided that I really liked May, December. And I think it could have been nominated in almost every big category. And I'm going to go adapted screenplay for that one. Should have gotten. I'm assuming it's adapted.
Wait, what was it nominated for? I feel like it was nominated.
It was nominated for... Fuck, what was it nominated for?
I thought it was screenplay.
I think it was.
Oh,
I think
it's already
nominated. I think that's the only nomination it has.
Well, I'm spot on then, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah, it doesn't. No.
I'm really sorry, everybody.
It was nominated for Best Original Screenplay. Yeah. So it should have been nominated for Best Adapted.
Not spot on
should,
at all.
It should have been. I see what you're saying. It's totally snubbed at the adapted.
Yeah.
No, but since you think it should have not been nominated in every other big category, you could literally pick any other category.
Let's go Best Supporting Actor.
For the guy?
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
His name is Taika Waititi.
What a great day.
I actually really love this movie. The more I think about it and the more I marinate on it.
Very good.
I really think it's fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm glad you didn't go with switching out in Best Picture, just because I feel like when it comes to biggest snub, a Best Picture swap, it's just so easy. Like, obviously, I do feel like, say my favorite movie of the year didn't get nominated for Best Picture, then I feel like that counts. Mm-hmm. And this is up there, but I do think that there's probably like bigger snubs as far as, I don't know. It's like, I kind of understand when something doesn't nominate for Best Picture.
I mean, Maestro needs to go away.
It would swap out with Maestro or Barbie for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to, can I go?
No, because we're going to, Morgan, the Best Supporting Actor. Now, who would he swap out with?
Kimmy List.
Yep. Sterling K. Brown from American Fiction.
Yes.
Now, before you say to that.
You racist. Racist. Before you say yes to that. She hasn't even seen it.
That's my point. If you have not seen their performance, it really hurts your case for them being the winner. Because it just seems like, it almost seems vindictive.
Sure.
Right. Almost seems racist.
Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon. Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer, who won.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling in Barbie. Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things.
Oh, that's a stacked cat. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize.
It's a big, plump cat.
Yeah. I don't think it deserves to push any of those out. I mean, I guess it would be, if I can't do American Fiction.
You can. It just hurts your guys.
I mean, that's the one I could do. Would do.
It really, I would agree with that.
Totally agree with this.
I think for sure that guy is better than Sterling K. Brown. But in that movie, but
honestly, my second choice would be Oppenheimer.
Right, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
who won?
I know.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Ryan Gosling. And then Mark Ruffalo. And then Robert De Niro. Well, do you think that he should have won? Do you think he should have beat those guys that I listed?
No.
I think De Niro should have got it.
Yeah, I would have given it to De Niro or Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're more fun. But that guy's up there. I mean, it is like, I wouldn't be upset if he won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. He did a good job in a great movie.
Yeah.
All right, Jamal, biggest Oscar snub.
So I do have a Best Picture one.
Okay.
Beau Is Afraid. I feel like I got completely snubbed out.
Okay.
And it should replace Barbie or American Fiction.
Okay.
Or Maestro.
I really am not surprised Beau Is Afraid did not get nominated, but yeah, I enjoy that movie more than those.
That's what I mean. It's like, this is a great movie of the year. I mean, whoa.
But I think May December is better than Beau Is Afraid. And May and December didn't get nominated.
That's true. But I don't know. Something about Beau Is Afraid, it just feels like a big, in the up against like an Oppenheimer or is it like 3-hour fucking
epics.
Movies, you know,
but what a 3 hours.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Right,
is it's in that league of like what an achievement in film, you know?
Yeah, it's big. It's a big movie.
It's a big one. Killers of the Flower Moon. Right, these fucking. It deserved to be in the conversation with these titans, you know.
Okay,
and then also Leo
for Killers of the Flower Moon.
For Killers of the Flower Moon.
My nomination was Leo for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Get fucking Jeffrey Wright the fuck out of here. Get him out.
You think, well, yeah, I guess it has to be,
or Bradley
Cooper. We can't eliminate Coleman Domingo because none of us have seen Rustin. But
will we ever, you think?
No. I mean, I don't have it. You think
it's like the Green Book of the year?
No, the Green Book of the year is holdovers.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Totally.
But it's better. Holdovers is much better than Green Book. Anyways, yeah, that's who I had, was Leo.
Yeah.
I think he totally got looked over.
Because he was phenomenal.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
I had him down at one point in time.
He's the winner. He wins.
I don't know. I don't know if he wins over the dude from May December, though.
What? Oh, if you put them both in the category?
Yeah, it's to win this award that we're giving out now, as far as being totally snubbed. Because
I think he was totally snubbed. Because May December was
that's why he's nominated. But, but
what? I'm saying over that guy.
Okay.
In comparison, because of how much in the conversation Killers of the Flower Moon was, and to totally step over Leo feels like, yo.
And he always gets stepped over.
Yeah.
He's kind of an Oscars.
Because he dates 20-year-olds or whatever. Fucking, I don't know. Who cares, bro?
Yeah. Well, he did. He was in that Don't Look Up movie, which is trash.
That is trash.
Garbage.
And so I kind of ding him points for that.
So fuck that guy. Whereas the other guy in May December, it's like easy to like, it's not that crazy of a snub in that we like, who fucking knows who this guy is? Brand new on the scene, this guy.
Yeah.
Leo, that's like, you can't miss him.
I hear what you're saying. Like, it almost feels like they did consider it and then they were like, no. Whereas the other guy, they may not even have like
touched the radar as heavy.
May December wasn't getting enough buzz. Mm-hmm. Which just also feel like snubbery.
But it is snubbery, for sure.
Yeah. One second. All right. Winner. Leonardo DiCaprio. Best actor. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Frown Moon.
You got it written down, Mark?
Frown Moon.
Oh, no. Sorry.
She's ripping her nose up.
I got scabs.
Ew.
You gotta let them hose heal, bro.
I know.
All right. Now, usually they would wait for the end, I feel like, for this award, but that's not what we do here at Reed Fellas Choice Awards. We'll now give the award for best performance, male or female. One award. We are progressive here.
Yes.
We're very, very, very on the cutting edge of, I don't know.
We don't play no
morality.
Shit, dude.
we're like, they think they're forward thinking. No, we are. Not only do we give everything based on merit.
Yep.
Okay. We also are very inclusive.
Super inclusive.
Merit inclusive.
We are what we want to see in the world. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We do not shy away. It does not matter what the color of your skin is.
If we didn't think you were that good, we will say
so. If I didn't see myself in your performance.
In your face. Yeah.
All right, nominations for Best Performance of the Year. Morgan, go.
Barry Keoghan.
In Saltburn? Are you providing a joke?
No.
You think he had the best performance of the year?
No, but I wanted to talk about it, and he didn't fit anywhere else in here.
Okay, what would you like to say?
I enjoy him.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a future Oscar winner for sure.
For sure.
A future Reed Fellows Choice Awards winner.
I just wanted to create a little bit of buzz.
Not for Saltburn.
I mean, here's the thing. I had Sandra Hüller in here, and she is more deserving.
My nomination is Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall.
Yes.
100%.
But I just did want to rest on this for a second.
I think because she wasn't even really she was nominated for Best Actress, but I mean, really, it was like between Emma Stone and Lily Gladstone, the Stones.
Yeah.
And so I just felt like that no one's talking about how like she's better. Like she had the best, whatever. I'm happy for Emma Stone, but like, Sandra Hüller from The Get, I thought was hands down the best performance.
Hands down, bro.
Biggest snub.
Barry Keoghan.
No, she was nominated, so I can't really call it a snub.
Yeah.
If she wasn't nominated, that would have totally won for biggest snub.
Yeah.
But Barry, I mean, the movie's not great, so.
I know.
Saltburn
is not great.
Anatomy of a Fall
is incredible. So Sandra Hüller, I think, should win.
Me
Jamal
too.
Agrees with me.
Yes.
Morgan almost had it.
No, I had it there, and then I erased it because I knew you guys would back it up.
All right, unanimous winner, Sandra Hüller.
Yeah.
She is now 2 years in a row, we have now given best performance to a woman. Last
progressive.
Year, Cate Blanchett won.
Yep.
And so we are the forward-thinking podcast. The Cutting Edge. We are so morally superior.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge.
All right, next category. Best performance by a comedian. This category inspired by last year's 4th of July, I feel.
Yeah.
And I nominated, I think, Robert
Kelly. Why do you feel that way?
I feel that way. I just feel like it was. Well, I can't remember if there was other comedic performances. No, I think it was. I feel like there might have been. Because if it was that, if that was the only movie that had comedic performance in, I don't think it spawns a category.
Well, it's sort of like Morgan doing this Barry Keoghan shit. It's just like, I just want to talk about Joe List, you know?
Yeah.
You want to give him his due.
That's true. That's true. It could have been it.
Yeah.
So this year, I mean, slim pickings
on
comedians. And I really mean stand-up comedians.
Right.
But I guess if you wanted to go like Will Ferrell and Barbie or something like that. I guess I would count that kind of.
Yeah.
He's done one man shows. But I like Kate McKinnon and Barbie, like does that count?
That's what I put because I didn't have any other option.
I mean, Kate she's on McKinnon. Comedians and Cars Getting Comedy, so she was referred to as a comedian.
Getting comedy.
comedians They're getting coffee. And coffee getting
no, comedians and cars getting comedians.
Getting comedy. They're getting after it.
Getting comedy.
What did you put, Jordan?
They're understanding jokes. So I put Rami Youssef in Poor Things.
Mm-hmm. I put Bill Burr in Old Dads. I didn't understand it, but I thought that it's fun to watch Bill in a movie, you know?
You didn't understand the movie. Oh,
I don't get it.
Well, at first I thought you did understand the category, but
No.
I get what you mean now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard movie to understand if you're not from the time. If you're too young to get it.
He's much older than I am.
He's an old dad.
He's an old dad. And I'm a young
uncle.
Uncle. Young uncle.
A yunkle.
Yunkle Mall. Yunklesaurus.
So, yeah. Other possibilities. You got Chris Tucker in Air. You got Marlon Wayans in Air. You got Ben Affleck in Air.
Jason
Bateman?
Bateman in Air.
See, Jason Bateman, I don't. He wasn't. Was he in part of a sketch crew? Like, I feel like there's got to be a line here.
I know he's Arrested Development.
I know he does comedic acting, but like, come on. To be a comedian, to be considered a comedian.
I know, but I'm saying if you're going to keep this category, if we want, and I do want to keep it, we got to broaden it.
No. I don't think we should.
You think it's just if there was a year that has multiple stand-up comedians that were in movies, we'll bring the category back?
No, I'm saying we're going to have a category every year.
Okay.
And if there was not very many options, we have to pick one of those options. I don't give a fuck.
But we haven't fully decided what those are. Haven't nailed down the definition.
Well, I think...
Because, of course, we prefer stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Well, that's the spirit of the category.
Right, but...
But I'm saying, like, if Kate McKinnon was the greatest... Like one of the best performers we've seen. It's one of those things where we're making the case for it, you know?
Yeah.
Make the case for it. And I think that them not being stand-up comics might make them lose points a little bit, you know?
But that's what I'm saying is we have to get rid of that. It shouldn't be based on that is how I feel.
Why?
Because then it's like, yeah, but they're not a stand-up comedian, though. That's the default feeling.
No.
Unless we squash that.
But I'm saying if you're stacking them up against another person who is a stand-up comedian, but the other person who's a stand-up comedian, their performance was like you're only choosing them by default because you couldn't think of, like, they're like the only one.
Yeah, but then it just gives stand-up comedians the edge just because they're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
It's just not very progressive of you.
I think it's progressive. I think it's our category.
It's not progressive, dude.
It's our category. I think we can. I think
so. Bill Burr wins.
No, I haven't told you mine.
Oh, what's yours?
Rami Youssef.
Yes, you did. Things. You did say that.
You don't agree with this?
Is he a stand-up comedian?
Yes, he's a stand-up comic.
He is.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you want to go Gerard Carmichael.
I mean, I think Bill things. Burr's probably funnier than he is. Like, no, he's not all that funny.
Whoa! Pump the brakes. not a funny performance.
Performance.
It just performance.
Then, yeah, then we'll give it to him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just happen to be a comedian.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a comedic performance. Right.
That makes sense. I did, and I did know that. So I apologize. I apologize.
I did know. I fuck, did, fuck, I'm sorry.
I did know that. I wish I hadn't said what I just said.
No, but Morgan, yours was seriously Kate McKinney.
I didn't know what to, I was.
How about this, though? How about this, though?
You're forgiven.
Terrible movie, terrible movie.
Okay.
But only a redeeming quality of the movie was Jamie Foxx in The Burial.
Yeah.
I can't even think of what that movie is.
It's the fucking Tommy Lee Jones. Feel good, feel good, feel good.
I think we give it to Tommy Lee Jones.
I love
feel
it.
Feel good. No, it's not. It's not funny performance. It's not funny. Yeah. I apologize. I did know that.
So I don't know. I think we're at a crossroads here. I definitely don't think it goes to Bill Burr. I mean, first of all, I haven't seen Old Dad, so
points reduced for you.
No points.
Hurts your case.
It hurts your case because
why?
How are you going to convince me? How are you going to convince me?
Because it's good.
We've all seen Rabbi Yusuf in Poor Things.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying he gives the best performance in that movie. Not even close.
That's how I feel. I go, he might be besides. Oh, what about Gerard Carmichael?
I already brought him up, and he clearly outclasses him. And here's how I know he outclasses him. You, sir, Jamal, you didn't even know he was a stand-up comedian, Rabbi Yusuf. So good at chameleoning into the role.
Yeah, but that's not the case.
You're like, I don't think this guy's funny at all.
So you're like, hey, this guy right here, this guy, you would never believe it. Stand-up comedian. I go,
no, but I mean, when you're watching his performance, at no point you're like, this guy's not a good actor. And I feel like you do feel that way with Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah, because like,
he's just out of place. But Rami Yusuf, like that scene where they're walking at near the end by the lake,
uh-huh.
And he's like, I think you're selling yourself.
Yeah, I'd say that is like incredibly low. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I just feel like he nails what he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he gives a good performance.
Yeah. Okay. I can get on board with that.
What do you think?
It's not it is better than Bill Burr.
Okay. Rami Yusuf. Or I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Rami Malek.
I feel like that's how you pronounce it.
Sounds right.
All right. But now that's the funniest performance by a comedian.
No, it's not. It's the best performance.
Best.
Sorry. You're correct. Because the next category, I just got confused with the next category, which is the funniest movie.
I nominate Beau's Afraid.
I nominate Beau is Afraid as well. The other nomination I was going to slide in there is Poor Things.
I nominate Poor Things.
You think Poor... Well,
I think it's much funnier than Beau is Afraid.
Much.
I don't know about
strong
much
word.
Much.
One of the redeeming qualities about Beau is Afraid is how funny it is.
I think, the main takeaway I have from Beau is Afraid is that I think almost every attempt at humor lands, which was refreshing. Now, Poor Things is similar in that regard.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, I don't think I was like laughing as hard.
I mean, Mark Ruffalo going, Bella, like that's not funny. That's
right.
Like that's some foreign funny shit. Like that's that's Yorgos showing that he's not from America,
right,
thinking
right.
He's like clever. Like that kind of bothered me actually.
Uh-huh.
Like a little too much of an homage sort of
to
thing.
Stella.
Yeah.
For the audience, come on, you guys know Stella.
Where?
I'm talking to the audience.
Streetcar Named Desire homage.
Yeah.
So. Which is like, I don't know. To me, it just feels like a very pandery joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah, it is. Everybody does that.
Yeah. So it was almost like, I felt like maybe Mark Ruffalo was like, I should do this.
Right.
Like, do it.
Do it.
Almost too much of an image.
But I think Joaquin Phoenix in Beau is Afraid is such a hilarious performance to watch.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a wacky fucking
crazy,
movie.
Crazy, mm-hmm. Isn't it?
It is neck and neck, though. You guys think Barbie is not as funny as those two, though?
Correct.
That would be correct.
Ryan Gosling, though.
Ryan Gosling has great moments. But through the whole... That's another thing. Fucking Beau's Afraid, 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Wall to wall.
Wall to wall.
I wouldn't say wall to wall. I mean, there's...
No. Wall to wall entertaining.
No. That's my gripe with it. Is that...
But,
I think it's entertaining.
There are periods of time where it's very interesting, and there are lulls that are.
I disagree.
Unbearable.
I disagree.
Unbearable.
That's you what
were,
I remember.
You
from
were
it.
Sleepy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, there you go.
You wanted it to end. You were upset.
You're like, I'm
length.
Gonna fall asleep. Fuck.
Yes.
So, argument negated.
I think, I don't know. It's hard. This is a hard one.
I mean, I think Poor Things is clearly funnier, but that's my opinion.
I feel like Bo is Afraid had, I don't know, a lot of the humor in Poor Things does feel like that kind of a laugh.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Bo is Afraid is like, because
that's what I'm saying, is I laugh way harder at Bo is Afraid.
Yeah. Because it's like the situational comedy of Bo is Afraid is like, makes it also like more repeatable, I feel. Like there's great like line delivery and Poor mm-hmm. Things that stacks it up to.
Yeah,
I
what
like,
a what a pretty retard or whatever.
Yeah. But like even that, like given that, mm-hmm. like that's one of those jokes that you're not going to rewind it and watch it again.
Right, right. Whereas like it is more like Joaquin Phoenix's performance that right. is like, right. moment to moment, there are things happening that are fucking...
Yeah, just reading the script of Bo is Afraid isn't necessarily laugh out loud funny, right. but like it on screen is right. hilarious.
All right.
But there are unbearable lulls, let it be known. Pockets of unbearability.
I think Bo is Afraid, me and Jamal, it's 2-1, Morgan Sarvey.
Mm-hmm.
But Poor Things right there. I don't think it's a bad nom. Bo is Afraid. It's third victory.
Sweeping.
This award ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we go from funniest movie to funnest movie. The movie that made you be like, this is fun. I'm okay. having fun.
You want to know?
I want to know.
Talk to me.
Ooh.
2022.
What's that?
It came out in 2022.
Talk to me? No, it's a 2023 movie. We do it's a fiscal category. And in Morgan's defense, it was in the list that I gave her.
Yeah, but if you look it up, it says it came out 2020. I looked it up, is why.
It counts for this year. Because it wasn't eligible for last year's Oscars.
Why not?
It came out in 2022, probably in fucking Australia. Like, it counts. It didn't come to our fucking theaters until this year. It's the same as, like, a movie that coming out in January of 2024, but eligible for the Oscar award season. There's a fiscality here. That we're working.
Okay, all I'm saying is we have to pause because I have to rewrite everything.
Okay.
So. I looked it up and it said fucking 2022, so I didn't count it for anything. But I think it's a good choice.
What was your nomination, Jamal?
For funnest?
Yeah.
Bo is Afraid.
My nomination is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
would almost nominate that one just because it brought you so much joy. I mean,
well, it's the funnest movie of the year.
Yeah.
It's balls to the wall fun. That's why I like it. It's its fun factor. This category was created for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
It was bored out of it.
This is a neck and neck. I mean, all three of these I feel like
are solid.
Yeah, especially Spider-Man. So like, I feel like they're all up there, like right there at the top right with Spider-Man. Spider-Man is like, like, I mean,
really leading the charge for you. We're chomping at the bit with Spider-Man, buddy.
You can go Spider-Man. I don't give a fuck.
You join the show, Morgan.
I'm here.
Well, now that you know that Talk to Me is eligible,
yeah.
Would you put that over Bo is Afraid?
No.
The thing about Bo is Afraid is there are unbearable lulls, you know?
So, right, but that's how fun the movie is.
Like, well,
when
for
it
example,
isn't unbearable.
I don't necessarily completely hate the whole aside where it goes into like when he's watching the play and it does the whole play thing. But that's not, it's not really that fun.
No, that's one of my favorite parts of the movie. I love that part. I think it's great. And I think there's funny shit. There are funny jokes throughout it. Like the narrator says, like, funny shit.
Sure. I guess at that point in the movie.
I think it's a very effective sequence.
I think revisiting it in your mind is more effective.
No.
When you're watching the movie, it's so confusing about like what's real and like what's actually happening
mm-hmm.
that when it dips into that, I'm kind of like, can we get back to like
Like, that's what I like about it. I like that it's like taking you even further on this journey, right? Where you're like, what the fuck? And he even loses track. He's like, oh, my sons. He like believes he has kids and shit.
Yeah.
And then he's like, wait, what the fuck?
Well, that, I mean, that's trick photography is for, but like it's
because he doesn't actually have sons.
No, as far as like making an actor in the movie believe, it's like,
no, I'm saying as no, I'm not saying, wow, he really, I'm saying as
they
a
trick the actor.
I'm saying as a plot point or whatever, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's like a bit.
No, it is a bit, but well, here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I feel like if I were to watch it again, I would enjoy that scene more. It was just in the first watch when you're still trying to like get your
figure
bearings
out what is
about what
happening?
The fuck is this movie.
I feel you're like this is unbearable.
Yeah, it was unbearable.
I can hardly bear it. Yeah.
Talk to me. My only gripe against Talk to Me winning would be that it is more of a thrilling than fun. Like there's like a, it's like a more, cause it's a horror movie or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, to me, it's like, is thrilling the same as fun? Like you can have fun being thrilled. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But
I think they can be what's your bag, you know?
It's like,
if that's what you find fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's Morgan's favorite.
Yeah, but it's not thrilling in like the roller coaster. Like roller coasters are fun and thrilling. I don't know. I guess it is.
I know. I see what you're saying.
It's two sides to the same coin, but.
Well, I think it's just if you don't prefer that brand of fun, like a Talk to Me, then it's not fun for you. You would not.
But it is fun for me. So I'm trying to like. I'm like
for Beam.
For Beam. Yeah.
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 Obviously, okay, Spider-Man doesn't have to win, but I want everybody to know that it was the most fun movie for me. But. And Morgan, so I don't know. We have a rock, paper, scissors situation here.
What do you mean?
I'm fucking hitting Morgan with the rock. She played scissors, so I'm crushing her. But she played scissors. You played paper. So she's cutting your paper. But your paper's covering my rock right now.
Right. We got a three.
So it's a real.
Yeah.
Jordan is afraid as far as this category.
Okay. So it sounds like. What?
I mean, Morgan did vote Spider-Man, even though she hasn't seen it.
Yeah, but she did it in a way that was like, I don't care about the show.
I care about the show.
You said, I don't care. That's what you said.
Yeah, you did say that.
So.
No, I was just saying like.
What?
She doesn't think Beau is Afraid is fun, but she hasn't seen Spider-Man, so it's hard for her to be a tiebreaker.
So make an argument for Talk to Me.
Oh, I
participate in the show is what I'm saying.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I think it was surprisingly good because it was in New Zealand or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kids. They're younger. So it's like, yikes.
Is this even going to be good?
And then, but then the whole thing is like a party and then he smashes his face and you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know? And then they just
so fun.
They just keep ramping it up.
Yeah,
he smashes his face in the shower. He smashes his face on the table. Smashes his face in hell.
Yeah, and you're like,
and I'm like,
what
I'm
a
here
blast!
For it. Yeah,
what a face blast.
We do have a. I wanted to mention that there is an upcoming category of most thrilling scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
I'm aware.
But now I'm confused on what you mean by fucking thrilling. Thrills are to teach their own, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it could be just a really fun scene.
Because I have a more dramatic scene in mind.
I'm sorry you didn't think I was participating. I'm participating. I did my homework.
You did not.
I did. Yeah. I did.
You crammed for the exam at the last second.
All right. We got to settle this.
Yeah.
And Jamal's not giving away.
No, I'm being persuaded. Because here's the thing. With Talk to Me, it's also a shorter movie.
Yeah.
There's no pockets of unbearability.
That's why it's love.
So you're going to go, you're going to side with Morgan over
Spider-Man. I think if we're going funnest movie overall, I might go Talk to Me.
Okay, Talk to Me is the winner. Talk to Me wins.
I made such a good case.
You made a good case.
Spider-Man, check out Spider-Man. Everybody watches Spider-Man.
Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, baby.
I don't. I have Spider-Man in any other categories. I just feel like it deserves.
Okay, I would like to talk about my most thrilling scene.
It did win best animated feature at the Oscars.
Is that the next category?
Yes.
No. The next category. I'm slotting it in. Sorry. Okay, we could be next thrilling scene. I'm sorry. I don't want to throw any more wrenches.
No, it's okay. I'm just joking. I was just making a joke.
I know, but I actually do want to do it. It makes sense. Fun and thrill. Let's
all right. Do it. I have Bo is afraid outside his apartment.
Oh yeah.
I don't like that at all.
You don't like to be thrilled.
It's like, I took thrilling to mean scary, like heart pumpy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Pumpy fast.
And I did not enjoy those scenes.
Well, actually, this is very flipped because I definitely put talk to me either the scene where the kid goes in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And he pulls his eyes out.
She convinces the kid to do it, or he's asking to do it, and they let him. Oh, it's her fucking mom or whatever, and then he starts smashing his fucking face.
Pulls his eyeballs out.
Yeah, that's pretty thrilling. Or just the first time they do it, like at the party, mm-hmm. like that's I feel is a thrilling one because you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
So it's similar to like Barbarian, where she's like walking out, like, you don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah, yet. Edgy, you see.
Yeah. So there's that. I also nominate. Did you say, so just outside the apartment, did you have another one? That was it?
I didn't know I was supposed to have multiples, but yes.
You're not supposed to.
He's just wondering.
You do sometimes.
Yeah, you have had multiples. The first category, Jesus you had Christ. Multiples.
Stop being so combative. So
I'm being not, I don't know why I'm like on the outside of this pod, but I am trying.
Look at a mirror.
Trying very hard to participate. I need a Band-Aid really bad, and I think that's why I'm not present.
Okay, pause.
Namaste.
So also,
in addition,
I also think most thrilling scene, the bomb, Oppenheimer.
That is a good scene.
Oh, shit.
That's
yeah.
That's a good scene.
As far as filmmaking goes, it doesn't.
Fuck.
It's pretty peak filmmaking.
That's
bomb,
it.
When they're leading up to that bomb.
That's what I put.
No, what did you put?
Nothing.
You put May, December, didn't you?
I put May, December when Natalie Portman's sitting on the steps and she's like feeling herself.
I swear to God, I almost put that.
Really?
I'm not joking.
What the fuck?
Yes.
You're a lesbian.
Well, more thrilling.
Yeah.
What about her describing having sex with other actors in scenes? That's pretty thrilling. And when she's at the
film school. But she's talking to a bunch of kids.
The theater class. Yeah, but she's like, and they're all, that's what makes it thrilling. Because
they're like,
I wasn't expecting you to answer that shit.
Yeah. Or when he, in May, December, when he confronts Julianne Moore.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a great scene.
What a thrilling movie.
It's a great movie.
But you were going to say Anatomy of a Fall, Sandra Hüller and her husband.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I think that's a great scene. And that scene, I think, really clinches her for the best performance.
Yeah.
And I agree, it is great, but
thrilling. That's the thrilling is the
subjective,
right? It's thrilling thing. In the sense of like, wow, it's great to see scenes like this, like
in movies.
Wow,
this is a slice of life right here. Yeah.
But
Oppenheimer might clinch it.
Oppenheimer, the bomb is pretty nuts.
Okay.
Now there's this scene of Spider-Man.
The animation is really cool.
It's like woof, psychedelic.
Yeah.
And you got James Blake.
So
Oppenheimer the bomb winner. Now, best tearjerker. Okay.
Yeah, I put.
Now I was the category originally I was gonna call it biggest tearjerker, but I didn't want it to just be like, oh, it can just be like an overly sappy movie. No, it's like
sad Casey
this
Affleck?
Is a this has to be a good. It can't just the be best. Like can't just be like a fucking Nicholas Sparks movie or something. It has to be like it can't be like my
so
dog
this was
skit,
this was
whatever
full movie. I guess in my head I was thinking scene, but I guess this still works.
Like Marley and Me, like I get fuck off. Okay, like this is like a great movie that's like really like get your tear ducts. Working, you know me, I'm a puddle when it comes to most movies.
Yeah,
but
it's really hard to pick.
But Morgan, what do you got?
May Best December
tearjerker. May December. Okay, great nomination.
I put Past Lives.
I put Past Lives as well.
Hmm. Tell me why.
It's just, I mean, it's a tragic story, kind of. I mean, it's just this.
It gets nuanced, you know?
Yeah.
By the end and stuff,
it's a sad ending. It's a...
I think May, December, because, defective. It is so dark. Like, in the end, at the end when he's at that graduation and shit, like, it really is sad as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can get on board with that.
I can get on board with May, December.
Me too.
It is.
Because it's like disguised as normal or something.
And there's this like trapped.
Yes.
Ness to it.
Yeah. And by the end, I mean,
you it really is like, it's more like, I think tearjerker. Here's what I will say. Tearjerker past lives in the sense of like, oh, it's. But yeah, May, December will sticks with you because it's a tragedy.
Right.
You know, it's more tragic.
Yeah.
And that is my deeper brand.
Well of what the fuck.
Yeah. I fuck with that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It bangs, dude. It bangs. It slaps. It fucking smacks, bro.
Yeah, it really is just one scene in May, December, whereas past lives is kind of a slow burn of making you sad.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I feel like, yeah, Past Lives does feel like it fits the category more, but May, December
sticks with you longer.
It's a better movie.
Impact.
Slightly. So, I feel like it maybe gives it the edge because of that.
Yeah. I'm down to go May, December.
May, December wins.
Fuck yeah, bro. I win. Okay, top 10.
Nope. Oh. There's one more category.
Shit.
And that is the ending category of best ending. Just get her best, and you don't. Morgan didn't come.
Oh,
up
I haven't. I haven't got it.
She's giving me the curious.
But it's
eyes.
A little.
Go ahead.
I put May, December, and I already made my case for it. So sorry.
Graduation.
Yeah.
The ending of May, December is good.
It's a good ending
because the very end is them shooting the movie.
Yeah.
And, like, that shit's pretty cool.
Yeah, it gets a little blurry. Like, where's the cutoff for the ending?
Fuck.
Because if that's the case, good. I mean, like, Killers of the Flower Moon, I think, has a pretty good ending. But, like, do you include, like, the last scene where he's, like...
Right. Insulin.
Is insulin.
Yes.
Or do you just count the Martin Scorsese on the stage doing the radio show?
Doing that. Whoa!
Right. Which is, I think, is great. But,
yeah.
It's kind of outside of the movie at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
I put Anatomy of a Fall.
I'm trying to remember the ending.
Well, it's just a little ambiguous. I mean, it's not like you believe her by the end, but it isn't like...
Super clear.
They don't like show what actually happened, you know?
Right.
And so I sort of include the kid testifying or whatever.
Right.
I like all of
that's
that.
That's all great.
To me, this year didn't have any, like, there wasn't any movies that were great because of the ending.
Right, right.
There
I
wasn't
agree.
Any movie that
I
was,
agree.
Like, elevated by an ending.
Well, right. I wrote Past Lives because of that sequence at the very end.
Yeah, and I agree. The sequence at the end of Past Lives.
The Uber, whatever sequence.
Yeah.
Is great. Very well done. But I don't know. I'm not fully sticking by it because now I got a lot to think about.
Yeah.
I do love the ending of May, December.
In fact, Beau's Afraid's ending is, I feel like, is an argument against it being the most fun because I feel like the end of Beau's Afraid, like in the boat, in the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
like
that. I think they can cut that whole
thing. It gets like too. This is Freud's worst nightmare or some shit. You're like, okay.
Yeah, it just
is. I kind of like the boat.
The boys, you like a boys in a boat.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but I'm just saying at that point in the movie, I guess it was like, I was expecting more of like wrapping up the movie as opposed to like adding more
like new elements.
Well, is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, what else do you expect from a movie like What Was Afraid, though? You know
right, but I feel like they were going that direction. Like, it was sort of being answered by him, like, his mom being like, oh, I'm not actually dead. And like, oh, it seems like all this. And then it just becomes like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
How did he end up in the middle of a fucking water arena?
Yeah.
It's just like, they're really just fucking with you at that point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this one's a tough category. The more I think about it, like, because Anatomy of a Fall, it is, I don't want to say it fizzles out. Like, so I feel like it shouldn't win. Because I do think it's very
good. But
it
lets you rest in the uncertainty. It doesn't, like, it doesn't
spoon feed you an ending.
It doesn't pack a punch of an ending. It's more of, like, settling you into this unknown.
It wasn't like you were, like, expecting something and then it, like, flipped it on you.
Right.
Yeah. You kind of just,
just presents
it. You ride the movie and you're like, that ended.
Whoa. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Dance for me, dance.
But Leo in that last scene.
That is honestly, it's a good contender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though the fucking lady next to me didn't understand what the fuck was going on.
Even more of a reason why it should win.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give it to Spider-Man just because it's cliffhanger. I don't think cliffhangers count.
I feel like we both enjoyed. Here's what I think. Let me talk about Spider-Man for a second.
You think it's a Donda situation where we both think it's equally as good?
Yes, but but the more you rave about it, the more I go fuck. The more I go fuck. The more I go it's tight. But we both liked it the same amount. I think it's a Donda for sure.
Donda.
Which Spider-Man is better than Donda.
By a lot. Right.
Just as far as our art. Equality of giving, of where we
think it. We would give it a higher star rating than we gave Donda.
Yeah.
We both gave Donda 2.5 stars, which is not what I expected you to give it.
And we'd both give Spider-Man, of course, 5 stars.
Yes. I think I'm leaning May, December.
Oof. Just because of her saying, like, what the fuck, what did she say? Just that her confrontation with Natalie Portman.
No, there's that, and then it's the actual end, the ending shot of them shooting the movie now and taking it again. I can take it again, like all the shit, and that, like,
yeah, sort of come out. Is that the scene you're talking about, Morgan?
No.
Are you just talking about him crying to her on the bed? Because that, I feel like that's climax, yes. But that's not
that's
ending.
The ending.
That's not the ending of the movie.
I know, but I that's kind of what I had in mind. But you guys are convincing me more.
Yeah.
With further evidence, further memories.
Of the actual ending.
Of the movie.
Yeah.
Additional memories that I didn't have this morning.
Yeah. No. But yeah. And the problem with Anatomy of a Fall, I just can't picture.
No, Anatomy of a Fall's out. I just feel like it's not.
What are we debating between?
It's not Anatomy of a Fall's not great because of its ending.
Right, right.
Leo?
Well, neither are any of these, really.
Yeah. But some of them I just feel like do have good endings. Whereas Anatomy
Right, when you take the ending in and of itself, like, how is this as a sequence?
Yeah.
For wrapping up. It's like you want to take it by itself, and also you have to include the context, of course. But
to me, it's between Killers of the Flower Moon and May December with a close with Past Lives.
Oh, they're going to say Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, no.
Yeah, it's
the ending of Spider-Man is the worst part of it.
Yes.
Kind of. I do like the little bit of the twist.
Yeah.
But then it
goes too long.
It goes a little too long.
I get it. That's for kids.
So
it's a kids movie.
I also didn't know it was gonna fucking cliffhang.
I see. I did.
I did not. What do you think, Morgan?
May, December. That was my vote.
You're using Killers of the Flower Moon. No way it touches May, December.
I struggle with giving it to Killers of the Flower Moon because Killers of the Flower Moon suffers Reed Fellows Choice Awards because I read the book, and so I give it less wow.
Yeah.
But I
but
don't.
That scene is not in the book.
Right. So I think I just didn't. I don't know. Fucking, I don't know, man. I really actually, I preferred Leo, if I'm being honest. I've talked about that ending more.
That ending.
What about the radio show, though?
I hate that.
So, May, December.
Wait, why do you hate it?
I think it's stupid.
I think it takes you out of it, but I feel like it works on the level.
It works in the same way, or does a similar thing that the Zone of Interest does, which is like, look at these people like, wow, and they're like they're being serious about it, but it is just like, this is how we're getting the information of all the dark shit that you just saw unfold.
Right.
This is how the masses consume it. Yeah. It's just this sort of fairly squeaky clean.
And it's a story not being told by the people who suffered.
Right,
it's just
right.
A bunch of like goofy white people being like, yeah. Like
playing marumbas and
packaging
shit.
It as entertainment.
And fucking washboards.
For other white people to consume.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, so yeah, it is the same as far as, yeah, like we just become desensitized and like, oh yeah, give us more horrific stories that we can fucking watch.
I think I'm going to go Killers of the Flower Moon.
Even though you hated it.
I think Leo's performance, like to have like one of the best, because I don't know if I would put Leo as his Oscar, biggest Oscar snub without that scene.
I agree. I 100% affirmative.
But he's so good in that final scene that he's in.
Yeah.
That I just, and I don't think Killers of the Flower, I guess it did win the biggest Oscar snub. I'm going Killers. I think Killers
I'll go. You've convinced me. It's pretty epic.
Word.
Because May, December, I mean, if I'm not including the confrontation scene in, as part of the ending.
Sure.
If you take that,
so I agree.
Then I don't think it's.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's great, but I don't think it's.
Yeah, it works in the movie, but it, yeah. Of the year? Come on.
Yeah. All right.
I agree.
There we go. All awards given. Now.
All aboard.
Now it's time for the talk. 10. What are the top 10? What are the movies that you should be watching this year? And some years, maybe not, there might not be 10 movies that I would be like, you should watch this.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think there were.
For sure.
It was a good year. So I'm excited about the top 10.
Me too.
Morgan, number 10.
The Holdovers.
Nice. What do you got, Jamal?
Napoleon.
Ooh. Napoleon barely missed out on my top 10.
Yeah.
I think I put Napoleon at number 12.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My number 10, Talk to Me.
Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, baby.
Where do you put Talk to Me, though? Because you obviously didn't rank it.
I didn't rank it.
Does it crack your top 10, would you think?
I mean, maybe.
It's on mine.
I'm omitting Talk to Me on my list.
No, I know. That's why.
But I don't know. I don't know where I would slot it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't have a fucking feeling?
No.
Jesus Christ. What fucking process?
I think Napoleon's better.
Then Talk to Me?
Mm-hmm. I think Talk to Me is good, but as a whole, Napoleon's good. I liked it a lot.
Napoleon lulls, though.
But I don't mind it.
Let's talk about Napoleon.
Let's do it. Because Napoleon, because I know what you're saying. It does lull or whatever, but I didn't mind it. Like, it's such a well-shot movie and everything. Like,
I enjoyed
it
from start to finish.
I don't mind living in the world. You know what I mean?
I agree. I agree with everything you're saying.
Yeah.
However, I think the only war scene that I enjoyed was the ice one, and I had already seen it in the trailer, like as far as the turn that it takes. So when it gets into like the war aspects, it loses me. I like the drama of like him and like all the stuff that's happening betwixt wars, but like really like the war scenes.
I liked them.
I liked them too. Here's what I like about the war scenes as well is like in most war movies, people are hella good, you know.
Right,
people
it
are
feels fucking,
especially
clumsy.
When they're sword fighting. Right, when there's sword fights happen, and this, yeah, in this movie, that feels clumsy. It feels like these are scared guys. It felt more akin to like that the joke we were making about Dune. Like he's a really good fighter, and like it felt more like that.
Yeah,
where, like these guys are just fucking scared and just like like it captures that essence. I think actually really well.
Yeah, I think
and it's refreshing.
Where it feels like. Like the battle isn't won by any like skill of the fighters.
Right.
There's no Duncan Idaho.
It's the war of art, the art of war.
Yeah.
Fucking like tactical plus numbers. Like
you either
have all the numbers or you have.
Right.
Right.
A really, and really like you have to be comparable in numbers and then maybe your tactics will edge out.
Right.
That's really what it comes
down to. You're just throwing bodies over here.
Yeah.
So I think it did that well.
Yeah.
Even though it's like Napoleon's known for his ability for tactics.
Right.
For battle tactics. But
fucking psycho, dude.
Yeah, and I think they one gripe I do have with Napoleon is like that scene where he's like, I'm back, fellas. Like, who's with me? Like,
oh, sure.
And then they're all like, we're with you. I just didn't feel like they did enough.
Yeah.
Soldiers really revered him. Like, right. I didn't buy that at all. Because like, he seems like a dumbass.
Not
dumbass.
The most they did is like showing him,
he's
like,
a douche.
Show him, like, giving bread. Well, the thing is, he's always riding. He's at the battles. He becomes the king and he still is going out and fucking leading charges. Yeah. I think they respect him for that, you know, like
maybe
he's not just like back home being like, you guys fuck. He's not a gay French king, you know, he gets in the shit.
Yeah. But I feel like it was like,
and I feel like you can sort of glean that from the fact that he's out, they're in war together.
I guess that didn't surprise me. I feel like I've seen other movies or there's other historical figures where that's the case. Like they're, like George Washington, where he's a general, he's fucking going in and stuff. And so I just
people fuck with George.
They do fuck with George.
And that's why.
Crazy syphilitic.
No, but I do agree. I wish they had gotten, because I'd heard about that before I saw the movie, that I knew that about his history, that he was fucking exiled and then he came back and they just fucked with Napoleon so hard and he was able to round up the troops and retake over again.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's tight. And I kind of wanted to see more of that. I wanted to see like how that unfolded and realize it was, and maybe it was that easy. I don't know.
Well, immediately failed. Like he came back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like,
he just didn't have the numbers.
He just didn't have the numbers, but yeah, no, Napoleon I thought was really good.
And it's funny.
It is so funny.
There's definitely
funny lines as fuck in this movie.
He's just cacking on the way he's just.
The way he fucks is hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, it's. I thought it was.
That was actually really well done as far as like humor goes. Yeah. Where it cuts to him just jackrabbiting his wife.
Yeah.
And it's just funny.
Yeah.
And then later in the later scene, because it's like maybe, like you don't really think this, but like maybe it's like. Whatever, like they work their way up to that, which is not what they're showing. They're showing that he's just like, that's the way he fucks.
Or right.
But you could
be, especially because it's the first time.
To the middle
of
it.
He ramped up into
that. It's like,
that.
Okay, well, maybe, yeah. But then they show,
later.
They show the whole ramp up.
Like there's, they show the whole ramp up and it's literally, he's like, come on, let's fuck. She and she's like, okay. Out, he's fucking,
he starts cacking at her.
It's crazy. It's so wild.
It's very funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there,
I enjoyed Napoleon. I thought it was good.
It's good.
But it is long.
And again, didn't mind. Didn't mind at all.
I really liked it.
Yeah. And Morgan went in being like,
Morgan's
this
war
is
mom
gonna
with
fucking
Napoleon.
Suck. She thought it was going to be so bad.
Me and Jamal, back when it was in theaters, were trying to go see it and it just didn't work out. And Morgan's you guys can go without me. Yeah.
Thank God.
And thank God. Now it's her favorite movie.
It's up there.
I didn't realize that it was like, for some reason, I thought Napoleon, his era was like pre-America. Like America didn't really
Ferreira?
Exist. Yeah. Uh-huh. But no, she's been around. But no, it was after the Revolutionary War. Like America had just beaten Britain.
But I did know that. I played Napoleon Bonaparte in a fucking
play. That's right.
Oh my God.
And it's the Lewis and Clark play, dude.
Oh. Why is Napoleon figure in that?
Let me think about the song. Let me think about the song for a second. Oh, my name's Napoleon Bonaparte, and if I got a deal for you, I'm in danger of being blown apart, so I make this appeal to you. And then I don't remember the rest of the song, but...
Did he make an appeal to America?
Yeah, maybe he wanted to buy some land or some shit. I don't fucking know, man.
Or like to have them allied.
Maybe.
I mean, it makes sense as far as like the timing goes. Like we just fucking cackled the Brits, and he's at war with the Brits. Yeah. So he's like, "Hey, you guys want to help me out?"
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, but there, America was probably like, we're done.
We're good.
Who the fuck?
We just fought them, dude.
It's a fun movie.
It's funny because I sang that song in a British accent, you know?
Yeah.
As a kid.
He's French.
Which is, but like, then in this movie, he's just Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, he's so I feel much better
Ridley
about
Scott
it.
Does that. Or it's the same in fucking, what's it called? House Matt of Damon. Gucci.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where it's like, he doesn't really give a fuck about the accent.
Which honestly, respect. Fuck all this, like you're trying to do the accent. Like, it works some of the time, but other times, when it's bad.
It's bad.
Right.
Wow, this whole movie put it in the trash.
That's what he recognizes.
And he goes,
He's like, I don't want people to have to read it, so they're going to speak English, mm-hmm. and I don't want people to be like nitpicking his French accent.
Yeah,
so just don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's it works for the movie. To say respect, it's kind of funny. It's like, well, you just didn't want to put the effort in.
No, but I think it's a recognition that this is actually detracting
from the art.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he wouldn't be like a lot of maybe the humor wouldn't have landed as good as well if they had to do it in
like it, he recognized that this is not important to the story.
It's getting in the way.
Yeah.
Just fuck it. Who cares?
Right. Yeah.
Pretty tight.
Yeah, Ridley Scott. I mean, he hums along as like I respect the guy. I think when he makes a movie, it's like he's going to make a movie.
How was House of Gucci?
I like House of Gucci. I thought it was good.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
I like The Last
Duel.
Who did
Ferrari? Did he do that?
No, it's Michael Mann.
Oh, that's right. I keep asking that. I'm so fucking sorry.
You're so fucking stupid.
Okay, I didn't say that.
Okay, so number 10, Jamal's is Napoleon.
Yeah.
Mine is Talk to Me.
What was yours again, Morgan?
The Holdovers.
That's right.
Okay, number 9, go.
Bo is Afraid.
Same. Bingo. That's a bingo. Bingo.
Is that right? That's a bingo.
I was afraid. Number 9.
Mine is The Zone of Interest.
Bop, bop, nice. Bop.
Zone of Interest is my number 11. Barely didn't hit.
Whoa.
The more I'm looking at it, so number 8. Let's go number 8. I'll go ahead and say it.
Zone of Interest.
You said The Zone of Interest. I'm going to say, I said The Holdovers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did enjoy it.
That's my number 8.
That's your number 8?
The Holdovers.
But now I'm looking, because we did all this talking about Bo is Afraid, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe Bo is Afraid I'd put over The Holdovers. Maybe I'd swap that around. Yeah.
Well, Bo is Afraid is my number 7.
My number 7, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I keep wondering, I'm like, oh, this movie didn't even make your top 10. I'm like, what is he putting in there instead?
Spider-Man, dude.
So my number don't rank 7 is Napoleon.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No, wow.
You fuck with his movie, man.
I did.
Let's watch it again tonight.
I'm
hell
down.
No, you're not.
I want to watch.
That's the difference in Napoleon. I'd watch Killers of the Flower Moon again.
I want to watch Killers of the Flower Moon or Oppenheimer.
Okay, I'm down. I'm totally down.
I don't want to record a pod tonight. Do we have to do
We
it
are recording a pod right now, so okay. Please stop.
Yeah, cut it out. but what are we on?
Number 6.
Past Lives.
Oop.
Talk to Me.
Oop. Poor Things.
Oh my God, that's low.
That is low. Wow. Wait, fuck you. Fuck you.
Wait till you line up. So, well, my number 5 is Past Lives. I put Past Lives slightly over Poor Things because I was more emotionally affected by it. The beginning of Poor Things, I'm going to be honest, it took me a while to get into it. I eventually did and I came around.
That's
but like,
crazy.
I was kind of like, all right.
Well, I
didn't hate it.
Jism.
I liked it, but to me, it felt more like
jizz hump is crazy. Jizz hump. Sorry,
it's all right. It's funny. You're saying funny stuff. So
no, I mean, I'm sorry for saying it at all.
Past Lives didn't make my top 10 at all. I think I missed something. I think
you need to watch it again. Yeah. We're watching
it's
Past
right
Lives
up,
tonight.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. I just feel like Past Lives right up your alley. Yeah. As far as like,
it's very good, very sad, very tragic.
It's a sad movie.
Star-crossed lovers, right. Like,
okay,
because they're Asian. Is that why you didn't
probably
fuck
she's
with it?
A racist, bro. I've been telling you, you married a racist lady.
Past Lives, I thought was very good.
Yeah,
I thought it was my number 5. Wait, what's your number 5, Morgan?
Talk to Me.
That's your number 5.
Oh, sorry, Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer, Jamal.
Number five?
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
You had to say bingo.
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 Number four, Morgan.
May, December.
Ooh, that's my number four.
That's
bingo.
My number four. Bingo.
Bingo. Across the board. Bingo, bingo, bingo.
Crazy, especially since like we're a little, it's like, what's going above and below it?
Jonky Tonky.
It's Jonky Tonky.
B-I-N-G-O.
Because my number three is Oppenheimer.
B-I-N-G-O and bingo.
Your number what is what?
Number three is Oppenheimer for me.
I see.
Three is Killers.
Same. Bingo, bingo, bingo.
Bingo was his name.
Three in a row. We got to get five in a row.
My number two is Killers of the Flower Moon.
Number two, Poor Things.
Poor Things.
Number one.
Number two.
Okay, we have a bingo. Yes, we have a bingo.
We have the same top five, which is
that's
wild.
That's crazy.
Wait, exactly the same?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Bingo was his name. Oh.
Well, you guys put Poor Things at number two?
Yeah.
You think Poor Things is better than Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, the beginning of... the whole beginning of Poor Things... To me, it was just not like, it was like quirky. It didn't grab me. It didn't grab me in like an emotional way. Overall, like, I feel like invested.
You know why I love it?
It was like, well, let's get weird.
It's got Bjork core. It's Bjork core. You know what I mean?
It's Bjork core.
Yeah.
It is.
I fuck with it.
I just love a Yorgo. And Killers of the Flower Moon is one of my favorite books ever. And it was a great adaptation.
I'm not sure I read the book.
But it wasn't new content, you know? It wasn't like new content for me. So that's why it dropped to number three.
Yeah, but it's been a while since I read the book. And it wasn't like I'm watching it like, I forgot. It was more just like I thought it was so smart Scorsese.
It is very well done. It's number three on my list.
Same. Top three. Ain't nothing to sneeze at, Jordan.
And then number one, all of us together, is a bingo. Anatomy of a Fall.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Movie, best movie of the year. Yeah. Anatomy of a Fall is so fucking good.
Bingo
it's so
was
good.
His name-o.
I'd be down to rewatch that too.
Me too.
And Poor Things.
Poor Things, I would wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Number two.
Well, it's
wants,
just
wants
it's,
to rewatch Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon.
It's
same
just
night.
Very like it's a lot.
Well, you gotta rewatch Colors of the Flower Moon.
It's not
realize
as long.
It's better than Poor Things.
We're going to fucking fuck.
It's better than Poor Things. Right. Poor Things is number six.
No, it's
not. Objectively.
It's number two. Objectively at number two.
All right. Well, we'll do the... I don't know if the listeners get aware of this, but last year I did like a rank where every movie in our list gets a score, and then it does mesh into like the overall list.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the three of our lists combined.
Right.
But Anatomy of the Fall, obviously, best movie of the year. So, unanimous.
So top
time
five
for the Reed
pretty...
Fellow recommends inductee.
Yes. Yes.
Dude. Here we go. Induction.
So excited.
What do you... Ooh. What's you're so excited, Jamal. Who do you...
Well,
recommend?
First I want to say there's two movies from this year that I missed that I did really want to see.
Okay.
The Promised Land, which is a new Mads Mikkelsen movie, Danish film.
Okay, no one cares. Next.
Come on. It's got really good reviews.
Next.
Do you care?
You haven't seen it. If you cared,
no,
you would have saw it. If you
no,
cared, you would have watched it.
No, but you care. The Hunt.
Next.
Come on.
Next.
And Dream Scenario, which you did not want to watch.
You're the one, your biggest gripe with Blackberry was the bald cap, and that's what I'm looking at with Nicolas Cage.
He's old man. He's actually old guy.
What is, I don't even know what it's about. What's Dream
he's like a
about?
He's like a nothing guy, but he keeps popping up in people's dreams. Like, everybody's dreaming about this same guy, and he's like, what the fuck? That's the setup for the movie.
All right, we'll watch it.
All right.
You got me.
But so I missed both of those. Anyway, so Reed Fellows recommends.
Some chicken parm.
I do, shut up. Okay. I have three movies I'd like to nominate.
What's the one?
I have to only pick one.
Well, the thing is, if you list more than one, you're probably just listing future inductees.
I know, but then it's like, oh, it gets beat out every year by this one.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you got?
So here, this is the three I have. A Dog Day Afternoon.
Dude. Yeah.
I have... Go on. I have The Shining.
Okay. No, that's not going to win.
That's a good one.
I don't think that will ever be inducted, by the way.
It gets beat out every year. And I have One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oof,
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is a solid pick. I also have Dog Day Afternoon.
Interesting.
I have Manchester by the Sea.
Ditto. Bingo. And bingo.
And I have what I think should win.
Oh.
Which is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I knew that you were going to put that one. I've got Manchester by the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild that you crossed over both of ours. And Wally.
Wally.
Meep bomb.
I do fuck with Wally, but
I feel like, so now, just if we want to do it tourney style, it's now Dog Day and Manchester up against each other.
Yeah,
slot.
But I mean, really, I mean, let's consider it, because sometimes you just don't consider.
I think the Cuckoo's Nest is the winner.
No, 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 no. I'm not saying, I think maybe it's a future.
Okay, you think Eternal wins now?
Well, I'm looking at our current inductees, Goodfellas and Back to the Future. Both of those are kind of fun movies, okay?
Yeah.
So to round out this list.
We need Sad.
And for refills recommended, like, this is a movie that you're going to, without hesitation, recommend to another person. Mm-hmm. Like, someone's like, I need a good movie to watch. Boom. Off the tip of your tongue, you can say this movie. And I just feel like The Shining.
That's a movie I feel like everyone should watch. You might love it. Maybe. You might hate it. I'm like, you got to watch it.
Right, though. But you have that in your heart. You're like, you know there's a high potential that they'll hate it. And I feel like that's what disqualifies it.
Because you're worried about it.
I don't know.
The recommend.
I actually.
Right, because then they're not going to take your recommendation again.
No,
the thing is to be batting a thousand.
I understand.
Yeah. I think that it is a universal recommend.
But I think I do feel like that's the back and forth. Because with The Shining, it's a special case because I do feel like it's required viewing.
I think that if you come out the gate with somebody, it's a stranger, by the way.
Yeah.
And you're like The Shining, and it just feels like you're gonna lose faith with them. There's a high probability.
I agree.
That,
I understand
that
what you're
saying. They're not gonna take another recommendation from you ever again. And
I don't know about high.
I agree that The Shining. Once you get to know something, and they start talking movies.
Right.
Oh, this is another film guy. Mm-hmm. Then of course The Shining you're gonna toss in there, especially if this motherfucker hasn't seen it.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like almost like with that person. You know they probably already seen it. These are movies that like, I'm 17. My mom's allowing me to watch rated R movies. You're like, boom, watch this.
Yeah, boom, watch The Shining. That's the perfect time to watch The Shining.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with Jamal.
I disagree. I just think that
a 17-year-old who hasn't seen The Shining, watch it now.
Are movies that are high. I want high probability loved movies, and The Shining is just it's
too.
I think
I agree.
I've
it's
never
a flip
heard,
of the coin
I've
whether
never
someone's gonna fuck with it.
Heard of anyone disliking that movie ever?
We here's experientially why I think it won't work. We put that movie on at your fucking grandma's house.
That's different.
And Kathy checked out immediately. She said, "I'm going home in the middle of the movie."
That is different.
But he's trying to reach the Kathys of the world.
That's what I'm trying to say. Kathy has to like this movie.
No, it was not. The setting was wrong. The TV was wrong. The sound was wrong. It doesn't count.
I agree. All those things were not favorable. However, I feel like you throw Back to the Future up on that screen, on that poor quality thing, everyone's staying.
Solid,
no one's going to ask it to go
point.
Home.
It's a solid point.
But that being said, we do have two celestial votes for Dog
okay,
Day.
I'm not disqualifying The Shining from a future inductee, but I don't think it should win this
okay,
year.
I agree. Dog Day and Manchester both have two out of the gate nominations. Now, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Morgan would like to sponsor.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
Taking the minutes.
Eternal Sunshine. I mean, it's good.
Here's the reason. I think Eternal Sunshine rounds out our list better than Dog
Day. It
is
crazy.
Dog Day feels
that
like it's in the same vein.
That's a universal recommend. But
as
Eternal Sunshine?
You think that that's more accessible than The Shining?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Eternal Sunshine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a love story, you know?
Okay, word.
I think it gets Charlie Kaufman on the board, which mm-hmm. I feel like he's in a very, it's a big omission to not have mm-hmm. him up there yet.
Yeah.
And I think that to add, more of a love story, more dramatic movie that is still world class, recommended any day of the week.
Yeah.
It's my second favorite movie of all time.
Same.
So I just feel like it is a bulletproof pick that does round out the list.
I was going to write it, but I thought you wouldn't be down.
Why? Some,
I don't know why. I just felt like you'd be like, come on, dude.
No one likes that.
No one likes that. Only we like that gay shit or whatever.
No, I think it's...
It's a perfect movie.
I think it's a perfect movie. It's got Mark Ruffalo in it, so...
Bella! Yeah, okay. I'm down with Eternal Sunshine. Of course I'm down with Eternal Sunshine.
Me too.
And it's not as tragic as Manchester, whereas like...
Right.
I do think Manchester's a future inductee, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there's definitely going to be some people out there...
A little more
it's
first.
So sad.
But it's like sad, though.
Yeah.
That's good. Feel all the emotions in your life, please.
Yeah.
Word.
So Eternal Sunshine, are we all in agree?
We agree.
I agree.
Boom,
what
bop,
a fantastic
sound of my heart.
Show.
We did it. The second annual Reed Fellas Choice Awards.
We did it.
We did it. Thank you for a great year in film, everybody.
Yes.
Catch you on the flippity flat.
Yeah. Beautiful year.
Great. Quit talking. Put butter on that shit.
Bye.
Stay hydrated.